姐妹平安
，Brothers and sisters, peace unto you.
今天是2014年的最后一个主日。
Today is the last Sunday of 2014.
也是我们 CBCGB 大家庭今年的第七次，也最后一次的联合崇拜。
It is also our seventh and last joint worship of CBCGB.
啊，既然这个场合这么特殊。我有一个建议，我们可不可以跟左右前后啊，特别你不认识的打个招呼，问安一下，好不好？
Because of the special occasion, we ask you to greet each other, especially the ones that you don't recognize behind you and besides you.
我们不要一年下来你我知道你但是我猜不出你的名字好不好我们还要记得他的名字啊比你也介绍你的名字好
Let's not just look familiar to each other and we also should know each other's names
我们在教会里头没有陌生人只有还未认识的朋友
There are no strangers at the church they're only the ones that you have not yet known
啊在今天举世不安的人世间平安是可遇不可求的一件事。
In the days of uncertainty, peace is something that you can wish for, but sometimes you can't get.
因为我们正说平安的时候，很可能意外就发生。
When we say peace to each other, and some things would happen unexpected.
有可能外在的环境不还好的时候，我们的内心却是一直不得平安。
Maybe the outside world is peaceful, but our inner worlds are not.
这是因为我们内心不满足，我们对自己的人生还有所求，还有所等待。
Maybe we're dissatisfied with our lives, so we are still waiting for something, we're still searching for something.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们恳求你今天早上向我们说话。
Heavenly Father, we ask that you speak to us this morning.
透过今天的信息教导我们。
Through the message and that you teach us,
我们将我们谦卑地领受主耶稣基督救恩
so that we may humble ourselves and receive the salvation of our Lord Jesus.
我们仰望主向我们施怜悯
We look up to you to have mercies on us.
奉耶稣基督圣名祷告
In the name of Jesus, Amen.
我记得80年代在台湾也流行一个曲子
I remember a song in the 1980s in Taiwan.
作词的是张晓峰啊，我们叫她张姐姐啊，张晓峰。
The songwriter's name is 张晓峰。
啊，曲子是谁的？我忘记了。
Don't know who was composer.
啊，曲名就是我总是在等。
The title of the song was I'm always waiting.
啊，其中有一段话说：我总是在等，我总是在等。
And it says I'm always waiting and waiting.
我等车，我等长大。
I'm waiting for the bus to arrive. I'm waiting to grow up.
我等一个人来爱我。
I'm waiting for someone to love me.
一年一年，一季一季，一天一天。
Year after year, season after season, day after day.
我总是在等。
I'm always waiting.
我总是在等。
I'm always waiting.
我不知道这首歌是不是还可以描述你的心情呢
？I don't know whether this song describes your situation.
我们年轻的时候总是在等，中年以后还是在等。
We're waiting when we're young, we're waiting when we're in middle ages.
一年年一代代，我们在相似的路上，我们几乎总是在追寻。
Year after year, generation after generation, we are walking the same path and we are looking and searching for the same thing.
一生几乎都在等待，都在追寻自身的价值。
Our all lives, it seems that we are waiting and searching for our self-worth.
追寻工作成就肯定，追求真爱。
Searching for accomplishment, for affirmations, for true love.
事实上，个人如此，整个国家民族也不岂不也一样吗
？It is a case for individuals, and it is the same case for a whole country or a whole nation.
我记得高中的时候，第一次读到屈原的《离骚》，我非常震撼。
I remember when I was in high school, the first time I came across Li Shao, a poem by Qu Yuan.
其中一段话后，我从那个时候记起来，就是读的时候是血沫喷张了哈。
I was very excited by this specific verse.
心跳就加速是吧
？And my heartbeat quickened.
他说：“路漫漫其修也兮，吾将上下而怎么样？”
求索。
你看你们都会了。
But he said this road is a winding road is so long, and I will have to search an up and down for you.
我注意到1970年代在北京的西单民主墙上面有 post 这个求索啊，这个文章在这边打。
I remember was it 2002?
No. 70s.
In the 1970s, on this wall,
西单民主墙
Xidan Democracy Wall, that wall that this 求索 the search, was printed on this wall.
就这个求索就从屈原这边这句话来的。
This search, this 求索 came from this poem.
照圣经的描述，也有那么一个人。
According to scripture's description, there was a person.
他也总是在等。
He was waiting.
并且一生都在等。
He's waiting all his life.
都在寻求。
And searching for.
这个人是谁？
Who was he?
这个人叫西面。
His name was Simeon.
到底西面是怎样一个人呢？
What kind of person was he?
他在求什么？在等什么呢？
What was he looking? What was he searching? Waiting.
让我们回到这个路加福音第二章。
If we go back to Luke chapter 2.
刚刚我们从22节到24节这段是西面送的啊，这段整段经文的一个背景。
We read from verses 22 to 24.
这是记载耶稣基督他满40天的时候被父母亲这个母亲跟养父抱到耶路撒冷。
It recorded the story when Jesus was 40 days old and his parents took him to the sanctuary in Jerusalem.
从伯利恒来到耶路撒冷。
From Bethlehem to Jerusalem.
要照着摩西的律法上的规矩办理两件事。
To do the things according to the law of Moses, two things.
一个是洁净的礼。
One is
产妇洁净的礼
the purification ceremony for the woman who just gave birth.
这个有点不太公平。我们现在看起来有点不太公平，因为如果是产男婴的话，33天就得洁净了；如果女婴的话，66天才得洁净。我不太懂哈。
The Moses law says that if you gave birth to a son, then you will be purified in 33 days. But if you gave birth to a baby girl, then you will be purified in 66 days. I'm not quite sure why it's so unfair to the baby girls.
但是不管怎么样，他满了洁净的礼以后，再过几天，大概就第40天的时候 ，baby 耶稣哈，一个半月不到就被父母亲就抱他。到圣殿里头要献给主。
Nonetheless, after she was purified, just a little over a month, Jesus was presented to the sanctuary.
这是洁净的礼。第二个是要这个要献祭。
And the other one is to give offering.
因为他们不像一般有钱的人，所以对这个斑鸠或者雏鸽，他们就献给主。这个主也悦纳。
As you can see, they were not well off, so they can only offer pigeons or doves.
好，我们现在把目光从偌大的京城耶路撒冷，我们转到圣殿的内外。
Let us move the focus, our focus from the big, the city of Jerusalem to the area outside of the city.
我们这个图是看不到，但是我们想象从各地赶来的朝圣人群。
We can imagine the people, the pilgrims coming from all over the world.
对，我们也看到行礼如仪的这个祭按表操课的祭司哈。
We also see all these priests that come in.
我不敢说他们是像和尚一样早晚敲钟，我不敢这样说。
They probably do not perform like the Buddhist monks that you know beat the gong every day.
但是如果祭司没有从心里头这样敬拜，只是行礼如仪，是主也不会悦纳的。
But priests, if they don't worship the Lord from their hearts, then God will not look upon them priests.
我们也看到一大堆买卖牛羊鸽子的一个圣殿的外头。就内外的地方很吵杂，成为市场。
We can also imagine that the busy marketplace where the buying and selling of these livestock was pretty noisy.
就在这个背景里头，路加却专注在西门这个人。
From this background, Luke put our focus to a person, Simeon.
这个二十五节四章原文里头有提到看呐、啊，我们中文啊、NIV 圣经都没有这样表出来，说看呐、啊，在耶路撒冷有那么一个人名叫西门。
Luke chapter 25 actually said, "Behold, there is a person named Simeon in Jerusalem."
根据历史家的估算，新约时代在耶路撒冷的人口平常大概有将近二十万，十七万左右，将近二十万。那集齐的时候，可以四倍五倍的那个人口那么多。
According to estimates of historians, right around the New Testament times.The population in Jerusalem was around 170 to 200,000 people. But around this time of the year, the population may be four times that.
所以那个时候，西面在那个时候，耶路撒冷是很吵杂，是很热闹的一个城市。
So at that moment, Jerusalem was a very noisy and a lot of things going on, very, very busy city.
可是路加的描述是方式是非常震撼的。他说看啊，在耶路撒冷有那么一个人，他名叫西面。
But the way Luke described the situation was very shocking. He said, Behold, there is this person, Simeon, in Jerusalem, one person.
好像路加叫我们带着镜头一样，从偌大的京城耶路撒冷那个这个焦点，从这么大的面一直缩小，然后集中在这么一个人叫西面的身上。
It's as if Luke was a photographer that focuses, zooming in his focus on this one person, Simeon.
你能够想象这种描述吗？如果说在波士顿有那么一个人，他是某某某。
Can you imagine if someone describes in Boston there's someone called so-and-so?
可是路加却说在耶路撒冷有一个人，他叫西面。
And he said in Jerusalem there's one person, Simeon.
连续用三次，从二十五节到二十七节，连续三次，用与圣灵相关的经文来描述他。
For three times he's described in scriptures that are related to the Holy Spirit.
这是非常不寻常的，全本圣经当中我们找不到第二位有那么一个人是被这样的描述的。
This is quite unusual. We could not find another person that was described at this times in relations to the Holy Spirit.
哪三处经文呢？
Which three places?
第二十五节说，他有圣灵在他身上。
Verse 25, it says that the Holy Spirit is upon him.
他这是状态的描述，有圣灵在他身上。
It's the state, it's a description of the state that the Spirit is upon him.
那这句话解释二十五节的上半段，说他这个人又公义又虔诚。
It explains the first half of verse 25. He said, "This person is righteous and devout."
他公义又虔诚，是因为有圣灵在他身上的缘故。
Because the Holy Spirit is upon him.
公义是指着人与人他人的关系，虔诚是指着他与上帝的关系。
Righteous refers to his relationship to others, and devout relates to his relationship to God.
后面再提到说二十五节说他素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到。
In the second half of 25, it says he was waiting for the consolation of Israel to arrive.
或者说以色列的安慰来到。
Or the consolation.
这里有一个词叫素常，就是他已经成为他习惯了。
And it says he was always waiting for, so it becomes a habit of his.
这个素常表示他这个盼望以色列的安慰者来到，已经成为他人格跟习惯的一部分。
So this has become a part of his character and habit.
我们很容易就想到旧约有那么一个人物叫但以理。
And this reminds us of the person in the Old Testament, Daniel.
圣经也提到他也是他有个素常的习惯。
And scriptures also describe that he has this habit as well.
六章十节说。但以理回到家中，上楼开窗，他的家的窗面向耶路撒冷，他双膝跪在上帝的面前。
It's described that Daniel will go home, go upstairs, and open the window to the east, facing Jerusalem, and he kneels down.
他祷告感谢，与素常一样。
And he prays, and he gives thanksgiving as usual.
他做什么呢? 他盼望以色列的安慰者来到。
What does he do? He waits for the consolation of Israel.
这是用未来的角度来看今生。
It looks at today's world using a futures tense.
他盼望那位以色列安慰者能够快快来到, 因为这样缘故, 他就有这样的一个祷告, 他有这样的生活习惯, 他有这样的生活表现, 公义, 虔诚。
He was waiting for the consolation of Israel to arrive in the future that so that his today's life's habit is to pray as usual all the time.
26节继续说到他与圣灵的关系。
And in verse 26 continues his relationship with the Holy Spirit.
26节说他知道自己终必看见以色列安慰者就是主所立的基督受膏者弥赛亚。
And it says that he would not die before he's seen the Lord's Messiah.
是因为他蒙圣灵启示的缘故。
Because it was revealed to him by the Spirit.
从盼望到知道，这是一个转折的过程。
It is a transitioning process from hoping to knowing.
这个转折就是主给他的启示所造成的。
This transition was revealed to him by the revelation of Spirit.
而这个启示的内容就是基督。
And the content of this revelation is the Christ.
第二部分。 从知道必看见耶稣，看到基督，到亲眼看见，又是一个转折。
And there is a second transition, was from knowing to seeing with his own eyes.
这个转折就是因为他受圣灵的感动的缘故。
This transition was because he was moved by the Holy Spirit.
那就采取了行动，进入圣殿。
And the action is that he will go into the sanctuary.
所以接着下来说，他正当那时。 他就受圣灵感动，就进了圣殿。
And so the scripture said that moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts.
或者说正当那时，耶稣基督他的养父还有母亲就抱着耶稣婴孩耶稣进到里头，他们就时空就交汇就遇见了。
In other words, it was just at the point when the parents brought baby Jesus into the temple courts that Simeon went in. So it was the crossroads between time and space.
我不知道你有没有类似的经历，你受，你有些圣灵的感动，你要你去做某些事情，或探访，或祷告，或安慰，拿起电话祷告，你说等一下，等一下，有时候会错过了，对不对？
Maybe you have similar experience that when you feel like moved by the Spirit to go visit someone or call someone, and then you say, let's wait a minute, and then you miss the opportunity.
但愿我们受圣灵感动的时候，我们没有错过那个机会。Let
us wish that we will not miss the opportunity when we are moved by the Spirit.
特别是能够造就人、荣耀主的机会。Especially
when we can do things that will glorify God and help others.
西面抓住了时空交汇的那个点。So
Simeon grasps the intersection of time and space.
他从耶稣的母亲那里。
So Simeon took him in his arms with both his arms hands.
霎时间，全宇宙的重量都，我不敢说压哈，就落在西面的手中。
All of a sudden, the weight of the entire universe is upon his arms.
这是何等奇妙的时刻！
How amazing was the moment?
28节是很重要的一个进场。 因为西面就用手接过耶稣，他就称颂神。So
verse 28 is a very important verse. Simeon took him in his arms and praised.
他忍不住了，就赞美主。So
he could not help himself but giving praises to God.
他口中就说出了著名的西面颂。So
he gave this important praise of Simeon.
过去几个礼拜，我们已经从玛利亚颂、撒迦利亚颂、天使颂，我们在讲台跟圣诞夜里头，我们都分享过了。And
we have shared at the pulpit the three other praises during this Advent.
在路加福音，这里是第四首的颂歌。So
in Luke, this is the fourth praise.
现在我们一起来分享这颂歌的内容。So
let's share the content of Simeon's praise.
从29节到32节是西面颂的内容。
From verse 29 to 32, that's the content of Nuke Diminis.
他说主啊, 如今可以照你的话, 释放仆人, 安然去世。
It says, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you can now dismiss your servant in peace.
因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩了。
For my eyes have seen your salvation.
这救恩就是你在万民中为你面前所预备的。
Which you have prepared in the sight of all nations.
那是照亮外邦人的光,
a light for revelation to the Gentiles and a glory to your people Israel.
我看见你的救恩, 这个救恩就是照亮外邦人的光,
so I've seen your salvation. The salvation is the light for the Gentiles and also the glory to your people Israel.
所以我们在这里看到西面他死而无憾。
Now we can see that Simeon would die without regret because he had seen Jesus with his own eyes.
他一生所追寻的就是以色列安慰者，主所立的基督，是以色列这个他现在亲眼就看见了。
Because all he searched all his life was Lord Jesus, the God's Messiah, but now he has seen with his own eyes.
而且是抱在他的怀中。
And he's in his arms.
孔子曾经说，朝闻道。 细死可以.
Confucius once said, if I heard the word, I would die without regret. If I heard the word in the morning, I would die without regret in the afternoon.
这里表示孔子都承认自己不是那个道。
So here even Confucius admitted he was not the way.
他乃是道的追寻者, 他说我早上明白了道, 我晚上就是死了, 我也可以没有遗憾。
But a seeker of the way, because he said, if I heard the way in the morning, I'll be died in content in the evening.
我说不太清楚哈, 为什么南宋的那个大儒家叫朱熹, 他扣的前人的话, 有这么一段话。
It puzzles me that there is another Confucian scholar, his name was Zhu Xi.
他这样说过, 天如果不生重你的话, 我就万古就如同长夜一样, 翻译。
And he said that if Confucius had not been born, that the whole human history would have been a long night.
意思就在人类的整个历史文化里头，如果孔丘不出生的话，就一直都黑夜，天就看不到亮了。What
he meant was that had Confucius not been born, the entire human civilization would have been in total darkness.
孔子都不这样认为，你干嘛这样认为呢？
But even Confucius himself did not think that way.
孔子所宣宣的。 代表我们所有人最终极的追寻。
What Confucius was looking for was the ultimate goal of our search.
那就是放诸四海而皆准的道。
That was the way that's the true to all things and all times.
问题，这个道是什么？
What is the way?
约翰福音第一章开宗明义就说， 耶稣就是那个道。
In John chapter 1, Jesus said, it says that Jesus was the way.
太初有道, 道与神同在。 道就是神。
In the beginning there was the word was with God, the word was God.
生命在他里头, 这生命就是人的光。
The light was within him, and the life was the light of mankind.
行路人都需要光来照亮。
All people who are on the road need the light to shine.
人生的路程也需要光来指引。
Our path also needs the light to shine upon us.
100多年前, 大概100年前的圣诞时节, 正当 第一次世界战最惨烈的时候, 就是1914, 刚好100年。
About 100 years ago, in the heat of the battle in the First World War,
在欧洲的法国的西线的有个战争。
On the Western battlefront in France, there was a war going on.
这边是德国军队, 那边是英法联军的军队。
And on one side were the Germans, on the other side were the English and French.
那个圣诞节停火了。
They had a Christmas truce.
因为耶稣基督的真光所引导而发生。
Because of the light of the Christ during that time.
1914年德军跟英法联军对峙的那个地方，双方都很多人都阵亡了。
This was the battle where a lot had perished on both sides.
这边是英法联军的战壕壕沟, 这边是德军的壕沟, 这个中间有个死亡的 dead zone, 那个地方很多, 这双方都有死亡在那, 没有人敢把尸体把它。 抓回来，因为拿了去了以后，也就是像出头鸟一样就打死了。
Between the two sides, between the two ditches, there is the dead zone where even the corpse cannot be removed because if anyone popped their head up, they would have been shot dead.
当那一夜圣诞夜降临的时候，谁都不知道这个平安夜会怎样。
On the night of Christmas Eve, no one knew how peaceful it would have been.
敌方会有什么举动、行动
？What the other side would do?
但是双方在各自的壕沟里头，在庆祝圣诞。
And as they were celebrating Christmas in their own ditches,
这边有热情的苏格兰士兵就吹着风笛，唱着来自家乡的圣诞的歌谣。
On one side, a Scottish soldier was actually having a bagpipe and having the silent night.
Yeah. 忽然间，那一边德军有一个士兵哈，他是自愿来当兵的，他本身是男高音的那个专家。
Or on the other side, there's a German.
Yes, a soldier.
A soldier.
他是自愿在上战场的。
He volunteered, right? He was a musician. He volunteered, to be a soldier.
他用古典的美声就唱出了平安夜。
So he used this classic.Voice and he sang Silent Night.
我想他声音比李建炳弟兄声音还洪亮，可能有至少有的比就对了。
Maybe his voice was louder than 建平。
啊，他洪亮的歌声穿透了壕沟，穿透了死亡的区域，进到对方英法联军的壕沟那边去。
So his voice pierced through the night, through the ditches, through the dead zone, and went to the other side.
这边的这个士兵一唱完平安夜，没想到那边又歌声出来。
And as soon as he finished singing, that other side started singing.
啊，这个吹风笛的苏格兰的就很大声，就吹出了另外一首家传户晓的圣诞歌曲。
So the Scottish bagpipers actually performed the other hymn that was very well known.
啊，你们都已经看了，那歌曲叫《齐来虔诚同敬拜》。
And it's all come, all ye faithful.
他只是风笛是奏前奏而已哦。
And it was only a prelude that he played.
这个时候，德军那个名叫史伯的这位老兄就跟着就唱起来了。
And that singer from the German side, sprang and started to sing, "All come, all come, all ye faithful."
这边在奏风笛啊，这边在和跟着和就唱出来了。
So he sang with accompanies from the Scottish side.
他一面唱就一面举着点着圣诞那个灯饰哈，就有灯光的小灯圣诞树了，就大胆的走出壕沟，走到那个 dead zone 的那个地区，要把这个战友死掉战友要把他拿回来。
So the singer started to gather his courage and started to walk out of his ditch and with the Christmas light decoration to go to the dead zone to retrieve the bodies of his comrades.
他唱的是拉丁文的歌词哈。
He sang in Latin.
这个时候所有人都屏息了。
At the moment, everyone held their breath.
你敢上去？危险呢！
It was obviously very dangerous.
但也都被感召了。
But all were moved.
于是呢，不管是天主教徒、基督徒，也不管是德军、法军、英格兰、苏格兰，所有的士兵这边壕沟那边壕沟都唱起来了。
So at that moment, regardless whether they were Christians or Catholics, whether they were Germans or French or English, everyone started singing Christmas hymns.
在悠扬的圣诞诗歌中，带队的德、英、法。三个军官就走进了中线。
So at that moment, the commanders from the three sides went to the middle, the dead zone.
他们把这个战友的尸体拖回去，同时这三个人就共同有一个决议。
So they retrieved the bodies of their fallen comrades and they made a truce.
圣诞夜休战。
That they would not fight each other on the Christmas Eve.
这首传颂百年的圣诞停战的真实故事，2005年被拍成 一部电影是法国人拍的电影。
This true story of Christmas Truce was made in the movie in 2005.
我刚刚取的故事取自《菊木》杂志的哈，各位可以上网去看。
This story was Jumu, the Behold magazine actually wrote about this story, so you can go check it out yourself.
这是何等美妙的故事。
Such a beautiful story.
西面向上帝发出颂赞以后， 有预言世人对基督教救恩有不同的回应。
After Simeon offered his praise to God, and he actually predict or the responses of human hearts to Christ's salvation.
他对孩子的母亲玛利亚这样说。
He told the mother of Christ,
说这孩子被立是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，又要做毁谤的画柄。
He said the child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be spoken against.
这四句话显示人心对耶稣救恩有什么反应。
These four sentences revealed people's responses to Christ.
有两种。 一种是因为拒绝耶稣，毁谤耶稣而跌倒。
You can actually divide them into two. The first half is the people who will reject Christ and speak against Christ, and the other two are people who will accept Christ and rise because of Christ. I will also call for you to have your response. It is not a coincidence that we sit here today. We have to have a response to the salvation of Jesus Christ. Because God sent His begotten Son to come here to become human flesh and to die for us on the Christ.
他这不是突然的，他要求我们做出回应。
This was not in vain. He required us to have our response.
请问你是因此因耶稣的信息而跌倒呢，还是为他兴起为他做见证呢？
Are you going to fall because of the message of Christ, or are you going to rise and do things in response to His salvation?
然后西面还讲最后的第五句话，西面对玛利亚说：“你自己的心也要被刀刺透。”Lastly,
Simeon said that, and a sword will pierce your own soul too.
这是指耶稣被钉十字架事情来说的，也成了历代的无数的艺术家创作的题材。
This is about the crucifixion of Jesus, and it was also a subject of many artists throughout the ages. I found two paintings to share with you. The first one is very symbolic. It describes the carpenter Jesus after a day's heavy labor, and he was stretching himself. And his shadow back on the wall actually formed a silhouette of the cross. And his mother Mary looked up and saw that cross.
画家当然没有描述他的表情，这留给我们读者，我们看的时候留给我们去想象。And
the painter, of course, did not paint the expression on her face. That's for our imagination.
我想他一定会像照路加福音常出现的，他反复思想西面对他所说的这句话。I
suppose that as Luca described, she would actually ponder upon it many times.
有时候我们有难过的时候，我们似乎我们也走过去的时候，我们的思想反复思想主对我们的提醒、对我们的话、安慰的话、责备的话，这是有用处的。This is
something that teaches us. We should also ponder over what God has revealed to us.
第二幅画是比较大家很熟悉，我就不多说了啊。这是米开朗基罗，米开朗基罗。
米开朗基罗。 The second is a sculpture which is very familiar to us. It's by Michelangelo.
一般来说, 这叫圣殇。
This is the title of this is the Holy
Silence. Nomination.
Nomination.
他的心一定是被刀刺透了。
Her heart must have been pierced by a knife, sword.
这位西面一生倾心等候救主， 蒙神开启他圣灵的眼睛。
So Simeon was waiting for the Lord all his life, and the Holy Spirit opened his eyes.
他知道未死之前，意思说还没有看见死以前，一定会看见主所立的基督。
He knew that he would see God's Messiah before he died.
他果然看见了。He
witnessed Messiah.
他看见的那一刻，他说：“我已经看见你的救恩了。”
So he actually saw Christ and he said, I saw yourself, I can see your salvation.
难怪他可以高声地对上帝说，如今你可以照你的话，释放仆人，安然去世。
No wonder that he could say to the Lord that you can set, let your servant go free in peace.
同时所遗憾的，在他就没有遗憾了。
The regret that Confucius had is not upon Simeon.
请问你也是一样吗? 我也是一样吗?
Is it the same with you or me?
有西面的眼光吗?
Do you have the perspective of Simeon?
有西面属灵的透视力吗?
His spiritual insight.
还是我的人生仍旧在短暂的世间，在罪恶里头这么挣扎，追寻那些过眼云烟的权势、地位还有钱财呢？
Or we might be struggling in the worldly struggles of money, power, and all the worldly things throughout our lives.
我们已经到了后面的结论了。Now
conclusions.
今天是最后的一个主日，很快就进到2015年了。This
is our last Sunday, and very soon we will enter into 2015.
2014年这个世界充满动荡不安，充满眼泪。
2014 was full of changes, full of tears.
当我们走在人生的隧道里头，好像前途茫茫一样。
As though we are walking in the tunnel of our life, and then we see a lot of things that are unfortunate.
请问我们是什么在支撑我们向前走呢？
What allows us to go forward?
2014年的圣诞夜，教宗圣方济他说，这个圣诞节是充满泪水的。On
the Christmas in 2014, Pope Francis said many tears in the Christmas.
他为在巴基斯坦那些的这个小孩被残杀了，为他们祷告。He
prayed for the students in Pakistan.
他也为着在叙利亚那个边界那些基督徒，那个难民营的基督徒，也为他们祷告。He
prayed for the refugees of the Christians in refugees in Syria.
他也邀请我们为在世界各地那些小孩。 无辜的小孩，他们的遭遇祷告。He
also invited us to pray for the innocent children throughout the world.
Yeah, 这是各位如果有空可以上网看看他的圣诞节的message。
You're welcome to check out his message. Many tears in this Christmas.
让我用二次大战，英国乔治六世所做的那个。
Let me close with the Christmas speech by King George VI in 1939. This was Christmas in 1939. He made this speech when the war was uncertain and people were really anxious about the outcome of the war. Maybe his word would be for our reference.
他说,新的一年就在眼前,我们不晓得明前面如何。
He said, a new year is at hand. We cannot tell what it will bring.
如果新的一年带来和平，我们何等感恩！如果继续作战，我们就必须持守勇气。
If it brings peace, then how thankful we shall all be. If it brings us continued struggle, we shall remain undaunted.
他说：“与此同时，让我们从底下的诗句得到激励。”
And in the meantime, I feel that we may all find a message of encouragement in the lines which that follows.
诗里头是这样说的
：“It says，
我跨入新年的门槛，我祈求照亮前途的光。
I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown。
但守门者说：来吧，走入黑暗。
But he replied, go into the darkness。
将你的手交给全能的上帝。
And put your hand into the hand of God。
这比光更好。”
That shall be to you better than light,
比你熟知的路更安全
and safer than a known path.
愿全能的主的手引导我们，托住我们。
May that almighty hand guide and uphold us all.
是的，各位弟兄姐妹。
Yes, brothers and sisters.
让我们将我们的手交给全能的耶稣基督。
Let us give our hands to the Almighty Jesus Christ.
他比任何世间任何灯光比你所了解的任何路径都安全。
He's safer than all the light in the world and all the familiar paths in the world.
他就是那真光。
He's the true light.
是永恒之光。
The eternal light.
是人类心灵深处的希望之光。
It's the light of hope in the deepest of our hearts.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
在那个时间的地点，你透过西面。说出了人类的呼声。
In that time and space, you said all the things that to Simeon, through Simeon, all the things that we wanted.
他也见证了耶稣基督降临。
He witnessed the birth of Jesus Christ.
他是全人类的救恩。
He is the salvation for humankind.
是为万民所预备的。
He is prepared for all nations.
外邦人、犹太人都需要主的福音。
The Gentiles and Israelites all need the gospel.
你就是那个真光。
You're the true light.
求主照耀我。
Please shine the path on us.
我感谢祷告。
We give our thanksgiving.
祈求。
And pray in prayers.
奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.